The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, plenty of news happening around the country this week that just didn't quite make the national headlines. And Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me to tell us about those stories. How are we doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
You're no longer snowed in Dublin.
Oh my God, I can't wait to go home. I finally get to go home. So I've been in a hotel since Sunday night.
Dublin living
for 5 nights. Well, it's a lovely city. I can't wait to get out of it. Get me back to Nice, home to my dog. But I couldn't take the risks early in the mornings because even the estate was frozen solid. So looking forward to not looking at four walls of a hotel room the weekend.
You didn't like hotel life?
It's fine. I'd like it if it was a big suite or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a hotel room, a bit boring after 5 nights.
Well, on that very topic, and the reason you're getting back to Nice is because of the snow and the ice that we've had all week.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, we're going to Galway for our first story, speaking of the weather. And how a cold snap always brings out the best in some people, and sometimes the worst, but we're going to focus on the best. So some of you may have seen that the supermarket shelves were emptied of things like bread. I saw it on Sunday
evening. Absolutely ridiculous. Like wiped
out of bread. Totally. So a County Galway business also saw the shelves wiped out and said on social media that they would deliver bread, scones and meals for free to people in need. The company's called Emerald Catering, and Paul Fullop from the company took the decision when he saw empty supermarket shelves as the public began stockpiling, as they did in their droves on Sunday. And Galway PO tells us he made the offer on Sunday to people in or around Uachtarard, Roscahill, and then locals shared the message. So he spent Monday and Tuesday going around delivering the free bread and scones. And as well as people offering to deliver the food for him, he was also thanking the amount of people who shared the previous post too. This just shows how good people are.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing, can we just, for future reference, for the next time we have an incident like this, I can never get my head around the fact that when we get some kind of a warning about the weather, people go out and stockpile milk and bread.
I know.
They are two things that are going to go off without a shadow of a doubt. Surely you would buy something in a jar or a can or something that isn't going to go off as quick. Yeah. Why do you buy bread?
I don't know. I also
thought
I thought everyone had learned how to bake bread during the pandemic as well.
Yeah, that's true.
We've forgotten all our skills.
I can't understand that, but anyway.
Loads of people shared the story, which is great. And just to say, that's one business, but I know there are loads of businesses that have been doing things like this. So nice to just give one an example. So that's Elvis singing about teddy bears, because we're going to Cork for this story. And this even gave me the feels. You know, I'm dead inside, but actually I found this story quite nice.
I didn't know that you knew we all thought that.
Yeah, not just you thinking it. It's because the story is about the teddy bear hospital. So junior and senior infants are invited to bring their teddies into UCC next month to get a checkup. And there's a serious idea behind this, because the whole reason for it, it's run by students from the UCC Medical Society, and it helps children deal with anxiety around hospital appointments, because they can be quite a cold, scary place for children to go into. So they get to learn about medicine in a safe, fun environment with the help of their teddy bears. So next month we're going to have a makeshift hospital in De Vere Hall. It'll have three stations that mirror a real hospital experience. So you're going to have waiting rooms and treatment rooms, and the kids put on the medical scrubs and check out things like stethoscopes and stuff like that. They reckon they'll have 1,000 children coming.
That's unbelievable.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
It's between the 10th, the 10th and the 13th of February. And previous issues that they've dealt with the teddy bears, one teddy bear was pregnant, another teddy bear had COVID, and one teddy had fallen off the roof of a child's house. So that is the tenor Michael Londra singing, because we're talking about him for our next story. He's from Wexford. He's a very well-known singer and entertainer. And we are told that the sunny southeast is going to become very famous this week because Wexford, Waterford and Kilkenny provide the focus of attention on American TV, because this guy, Michael Londra, is going to highlight the best tourism attractions in the three counties.
Hi.
It's the first show of his new series called Ireland with Michael, and that's WIT is how it's called, Ireland with Michael, that'll air on PBS. And Michael is a singer, producer and TV host, and his show is broadcast to millions of people around the USA, and this is the fifth series of his hit show. I hadn't heard of him before, but he's big in America, and he will premiere on PBS, as we say, this month. Now, it's going to feature his home county of Wexford, but a large portion of the first episode will also focus on Waterford as part of Ireland's ancient East. He goes to Dungarvan, he gets a cookery lesson by the chef Paul Flynn, and he's going to look at the region's food and drink producers. Millions of households watch this show, and this programme airs in 49 US states.
Incredible publicity, though.
Absolutely.
For the locality,
yeah,
isn't it? Fulch Ireland will be thrilled with him now over that.
And we know American tourists have a lot of money to spend.
Oh, big time,
so
yeah.
The hope would be that they'll be inspired to visit and particularly support the local food and drinks producers.
Now, not necessarily on the topic of tourists, but...
Yeah, kind of staying with the idea of tourism in Dublin. It's always interesting to hear what people from abroad think of us here in Ireland. So Dublin Live has been reporting this week on a Spanish woman who has shared five things she learned while living in Dublin. Her name is Claudia Sebastian, and she left Spain behind to pursue job opportunities in Ireland. And she said she hoped to earn enough money to go home, and that's exactly what she's done. So she also talks about the five things she learned. First one, number one, what do you think she learned about Ireland?
We are lovely people and we're great crack.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Oh.
Number one is the weather.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
If you're from Spain, you're going to talk about the weather here.
Yeah.
She said, in one day, you live four seasons, which is why you need to use layers. You might get up with beautiful sunshine. 10 minutes later, it's raining
pouring
madly.
Down.
Yeah, so you always have to wear a coat and bring an umbrella. That was a surprise to her. Even those of us who've lived in Ireland all our lives, we still seem to be shocked by the rain when it happens. So she was shocked by that. Next, she had comments about the cafe culture in Dublin. So she says, you're never more than 5 minutes away from a coffee shop. However, she says it's great that you can have coffee and cake, but very expensive because coffee will cost you at least €3.50.
Yeah.
And of course, in Spain, it's a lot, lot cheaper. The third item is traffic. She says, if you don't have much time, you will arrive late. Dublin is not made to cope with so much traffic and it collapses. So she advises, if you want to get somewhere, leave your home at least an hour before your appointment.
Which is utterly outrageous, but she's very observant of her.
Then the fourth one is to do with that public transport. She says, you have to know that the bus is always late if it ever arrives. And be careful because the buses don't stop everywhere. If you're inside the bus, it's easy to let the driver know you want to get off with the red button. But if you're waiting for the bus, you have to make a sign with your hand so it stops. She didn't mention that you have to thank the driver, though.
Oh, yeah, I'd always say thanks.
Yeah, but she never said this to tourists.
Right.
They need to know that. And finally, she says, the best advice for anyone moving here, the Irish people are lovely, we're great crack, but never mention the English or the British because they'll hate you if you do.
Oh, there you go. Right.
You can mention England to me. I won't eat you.
No, I wouldn't eat
you.
No. That's absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, and finally.
I got 20 acres and you got 43. Now I got a brand new combine harvester. I'll give you the key. Keep it, I laugh.
I mean, just playing that because it's great crack as a song. But also we're talking about this woman called Hannah Neilman, who's known as the Ballerina Farm on Instagram. Do you know her?
No.
So everyone else does in the office, bar me, and now you as well.
Ballerina Farmer.
Farm. Ballerina Farm is what she's called on Instagram. I must look her up. Anyway, she's returned with her family to Ireland to take part in Ballymaloe Cookery School's cookery course. She's a big social media influencer and business owner known as Ballerina Farm. Apparently she's millions of followers and she's going to Ballymaloe.
She's over 10 million followers.
Really?
Yeah, no, I don't follow her.
She's one of these trad wives. You know this trend of like people on TikTok and Instagram want the traditional wife life? where you do your cooking and cleaning and have your children and going back to those basics. She was in Ireland last November and said one of her favourite parts of the trip was in Ballymaloe. So now she is going back because she says the chefs are sourcing only the best ingredients and making everything slow and from scratch. And now she's returned to take part in the cookery school course. On Wednesday, she posted a video of her and her husband donning their chef uniforms with the caption, "Daniel," that must be the husband, yeah it is, "Daniel and I moved the gang across the pond for the next little while to attend chef school." You mentioned 10 million Instagram followers. She's also 10 million TikTok followers. And she bought a 328-acre farm in Utah and she raises chickens, cattle, sheep, pigs and other livestock.
She's 8 kids.
Does she?
Yeah. I'm just looking at a photograph of her here now.
No, that's expensive to move 8 kids to Ireland to go to Ballymaloe. Money no object, I would say.
No.
With this amount of following. And it's the name of the farm, Ballerina Farm, is inspired by her background as a professional ballerina, apparently. So I shall check her out.
Absolutely.
She sells flowers and kitchen supplies and things like that.
Yeah, that's like she's, yeah, her Instagram is certainly incredibly active. Anyway, from a quick gawk at it there this afternoon. Shane Beattie, Breakfast Briefing presenter, back with you from 6 o'clock Monday morning.
Yes.
Have a great weekend at home in Kildare.
Thank you. Looking forward to seeing no snow for the weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.